Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. Final day out here in Miami. Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. What a stacked show we have so far. Coming up, the sheriff of Hillsborough County.
Yep.
Chad Cronister. A surprise guest that's going to be on in about 32 seconds. Darren Waller. You have no idea Darren Waller's story. We met him yesterday eating our faces outside.
That was good food.
Where do you find out? Where do you find out? Yeah. You know, I hate the word legend.
What?
I hate the word legend. He is from a legendary family.
Really?
Legendary. Some guy, our next guest, our guest at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock, some guy by the name of Dana White. I'm looking forward to that. Ricardo Lockett. And then we knew it was going to happen. We didn't know the time. Towards the end of the show, we got to end it properly. Military. We will have the commander of the squadron of the vigilantes who will be doing the flyover Sunday. So a real Top Gun, not fake Top Gun.
But they're here, too.
Without further ado, reasons. One, because he's an upcoming from us. He doesn't know that, though, that he's a superstar sumo.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
You know, I'm so excited, and I'll tell you why. This is my, I don't know, 20, 30, you know, Super Bowl radio row, and all I ever do, year in and year out, is promote mixed martial arts. You know, I used to have Matt's belt. I took it in 2005. And people didn't care then. You know, it was a long watching you guys walk around. You know, and everybody, hey, can we get you on? To me, it's like we're almost there. I don't think we're going to be there, but almost.
What? The next generation have a lot more eyes on us. The advent of social media. It's been the biggest like boost or biggest help to getting the sport out there, because now information is able to just sit in a matter of minutes or seconds.
Social media is bad.
Yeah, but
right.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Well, and I'll talk to you about it as well as Dana. The conversation that went down the other day with Usman and Masvidal here.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. You know, it sells. Yeah, it was right over there.
Oh, I missed it.
It was, you know, the sheriff is a huge UFC fan, so you really helped me.
Oh.
You know, you stand right there. So this is all good stuff. But yeah, and all it really was a screaming. It wasn't a confrontation. It's gonna help you.
That's what the casuals want to see.
Exactly.
The WWE. I think that's why I'm never gonna get that because I'm not going to give them what they want.
Right. So. Well, you know, and being old school, like, I started covering the UFC at UFC 1, probably before you were born.
UFC
1? Yeah. The UFC 11 was the first one that I actually went to and covered. And that's the way it was back then. You know, it was all professionalism. That's what mixed martial arts is supposed to be about.
Respect. I come from a wrestling background, and you don't hawk smack to your opponent. You don't do that because your own coach will get on you about that. Like, you don't do that. That's not tolerated. There's no smack talk. There's just none of that, like, WWE or just any of the other sports. Like, they let you do a bit of jawing in the NBA or NFL, even MLB. You don't do that in wrestling.
Right.
You just don't.
You know, how would you retaliate in wrestling like they do in baseball? Where, if I'll tell you a quick story. So, I won't say his name. But I talked to a friend of mine who has won a World Series. He's a pitcher. And I asked him about this whole cheating scandal, you know, with the Astros and allegedly possibly the Red Sox and, you know, because he went over there. And he said that in Major League Baseball, they police themselves. He said that I caught the first base coach stealing my catcher's signals. So he said, I went to my catcher and I said, put down a fastball. Put down a curveball. I'm sorry. Put down the breaking ball. I'm throwing a fastball. Put down the breaking ball. So the coach stole the signal. He told the batter it was a breaking ball. He leaned over the plate. This pitcher drilled the guy in the head.
What you get? I like that.
That's how you police it yourself, right?
I like, if you can't beat me just on your merits of the skill, God-given skill, hard work, and just lose like a man. Just lose.
Right.
All these PEDs and anabolic steroids and all this other stuff, I won't ever do that stuff just because I get joy from beating guys.
It taints your victory.
Yeah.
You know, and
happy.
Even if nobody knows you're doing it, you know you're doing it. So you just beat, and now you're thinking as the competitor that you are, I just beat him knowing what I did. I don't know if I could beat him without it.
Exactly. I think it hurts you in the long run because now you think, oh, I need that. I barely beat that guy with the stuff. If I don't use the stuff, he's going to destroy me.
But in the back of your mind, you have to worry. You have to worry because you don't know if your opponent's doing anything.
I mean, I'm just so confident in my abilities. I feel like I beat Brock Lesnar in his prime, even when he was like,
even when
he was sauced up. I feel like I could still beat him.
I let you say that word, not me, because I can't beat him. you know what I'm saying? Do you enjoy watching MMA? I mean, we all know who you are and all that kind of stuff. But and I normally ask the fighters, can you watch as entertainment, or are you watching to better yourself and to better your craft as well?
A bit of both. Just like any other sport, like, you appreciate your contemporaries, what they're doing. Like, if I'm LeBron, I can appreciate what James Harden is doing. I can appreciate what Kyrie Irving is doing. And I can also be a fan, just like, ooh, wee, he just broke his ankles. I get like that also. When I'm watching, I see somebody get head kicked. I'm like, whoa, that was amazing.
Who do you like watching in the MMA world?
Israel Adesanya and Khabib. Those are my two favorites right now. And Max Holloway.
Israel's fight's going to be interesting.
I can't. I'm going to that one live in Vegas.
I'll be broadcasting out there. Hopefully we can get you back on that Wednesday. Your world was on yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've actually hung out with y'all, so I'm not going to fanboy that. It's always...
You know, it's funny because I'm around it all the time. You know, it's awesome to have MMA and MMA, you know, media here kind of on the row. But Yoel, when I told him this yesterday, he's the Mark Coleman of this generation. You know, a fighter that nobody really wants to fight with. And that was Mark Coleman. You know, people were scared. I know that two fighters pretended to be hurt in a tournament.
Wow.
UFC 11, because they did not want to fight Mark Coleman.
Were they real fighters then?
Oh, yeah. No, they were. Yeah. But this is old school UFC.
Oh, yeah. There's no rules. You can...
Groin strikes?
Head, all that. Yeah. Old UFC. See, I don't think I would have done it.
It's interesting. You know, like Kevin Hackney with 412 groin strikes and crazy, right?
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, I knew you're from the Chicago area. So you were White Sox or a Cub?
I'm from the South Side.
Okay. Favorite player?
Right now?
Do you still watch baseball?
We haven't had a lot of really good ones.
Right.
Really like Jose Abreu.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at his jersey right now. That's really the only jersey I own right now for the White Sox.
Carlton Fisk is a very good friend of mine. Now, do you guys claim him as a White Sox, or is he a Red Sox, or is he kind of mutual?
I will claim anyone as good on the White Sox. We don't have a lot. So, you know, I can't be picky.
Right, right.
I'll take it.
Before I let you go, and again, we're going to do this again, you know, in March. Other sports? I mean, we're here at the Super Bowl, ready to roll.
Yes, I'm a huge Bears fan, even though we suck. I'm a huge Bears fan.
The Super Bowl shuffle?
I wasn't alive for that.
I know that, but have you seen it?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've seen the YouTube video.
I have the beta. So, again, it shows you how old this thing is, you know, the beta. Now, I know I said I was going to let you go. I'm lying. The sheriff's looking over my shoulder. You had a very, I don't want to be disrespectful to Junior because I really like the guy, a very quick fight just a week ago. Yeah. I mean, it didn't even really look like you were in a fight.
I didn't really get hit too much. I did a pretty good job of dipping and dodging, and I couldn't even use my wrestling, but I was my movement was on point.
It's a good problem not to, you know, to have, that you didn't have to use any of that stuff,
yeah.
Right?
I'd rather use the wrestling, but yeah, it's a good
problem. I'm saying if you didn't have to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you don't have to show that, if you don't have to take any abuse, what is next? What would you like to be next?
What I would like with an opportunity to go back to the belt and get in there with Stipe, but chances aren't that high that actually happened. So, I don't know. I'm waiting on some movement at the top of the division. I'll be able to react off of those movements.
At the top of the boss, man.
Yeah,
okay, I'll do that. I have your back. Curtis, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to doing this again. For coming on, we're going to send you a shipment of 8-man strong gear. So we'll get your address and everything off the air, and I'll see you in March.
Sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go hit a quick break, and then the sheriff of Hillsborough County standing by. We'll get to him in a minute.
What's up, this is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam! This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, right around the corner. And then we get to start worrying about ours.
We do.
Let me normally I keep you off, but yeah. So as we're walking around here, we're looking, you know, for celebrities. Yep. We're looking for, you know, interview opportunities.
People you know on TV.
Who do I know on TV?
The gentleman sitting across
from you. Oh, no,
he's always on TV.
Well, and again, it's such a small world. Well, first and foremost, let's introduce our next guest, the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Chad Corister. Do I call you sheriff? Do I call you sir?
How about Chad?
Okay,
Sheriff Chad, whatever you want to do.
I kind of thought when I introduced you to Curtis Razor Blades, I'm like.
Which is awesome. I'm a tremendous UFC fan. So what a treat.
And what a good guy, too.
Very nice guy. You could tell he must flip the switch when he gets in the ring.
Well, they all do, and that's what's crazy. Yeah. I don't know if you know who Marcus Jones is.
Sure,
played
sure.
for the Bucks. Very
sure,
good friend of
sure,
mine.
Absolutely.
I helped get him into the love of MMA when he once held Matt Hughes' weight title.
Yeah.
And he would tell me that, you know, he's the most calm, surreal, and then once that cage door shuts, it's just something.
Wow.
It's just something goes crazy.
I love watching it. UFC probably my favorite sport. And like I said, I get to see some of the fighters when they come to Tampa and get to see some of them. And luckily don't get to see too many of them when some of them don't know how to turn it off when they get out.
Exactly. Now, do you go to any of the local cards in Tampa?
I do. I've gone to a couple down on Cypress, went down to the hotels there. So I've been to a couple of them. Like I said, I really enjoy this sport. We actually had a deputy, Chris, and I forget his last name. He used to.
We don't give last names.
Yeah, okay, good enough. he used to fight there. Chris Bates, and he would go fight. So we would all get a ton of people from the sheriff's office to go out and support him.
And Bare Knuckle is coming back to Tampa. Did you go to that last time?
I didn't. I wanted to. Unfortunately, I had too many events I had to.
Well, let's try to. I know that they're coming twice. What Dave told yesterday, I think September, and then Super Bowl week next year.
Hey, listen, I'm in. I'm going to make sure you guys have my contact information. You make sure I'm aware of that, and I'll meet you there.
We can talk MMA. We can talk combat forever. First and foremost, but a small world. We have a mutual friend. He used to be my attorney. And then once he went to work for you, he could no longer do some of that stuff.
Yes.
But Danielle has a lot of big stuff coming in Hillsborough County for him.
Yeah, a lot of big stuff. I think it's great for the criminal justice system. I think he'll get elected circuit court judge there. And when you talk about criminal justice and how it's reforming and transforming, Danny's perfect for that. To make sure people help get the help. People who need jail, okay, we can put them in jail.
Sure. And when I called him earlier to tell him that I ran into you and that we met, I said, I know this sounds strange, Your Honor, but I'm calling you. I know I'm putting the horse in front of the carriage.
So am I. But you know what? We have to build that momentum. And, you know, to get elected, you got to have votes. And we got to help get people out there to vote for him because he's certainly the right person for the job.
Now, like I said, almost on the clock, cuss day. Well, technically, you guys are on the clock because it's the next Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why are you here? What are you trying to accomplish other than, you know, family ties and it's the 49ers and that kind of stuff?
A lot of security meetings. Everything changes from Super Bowl to Super Bowl. So much has even changed from Atlanta for last year to what's happening here in Miami. So we had a contingency up at Atlanta last year, starting 2 years out to make sure we're prepared for next year. And we have a larger contingency here this year. But you have to look at even technology with security and how much it's changed. We look at the different venues. Every time NFL says, I think I want to have, we have to cover it. Anything NFL sanctioned, the sheriff's office has to cover under the tier one federal mandate. So it's a lot for us. Everyone thinks, oh, the Super Bowl, you know, they're going to be busy that day. It's the whole week leading up and even the celebrations and the parties afterwards. So it's a lot of planning, even the different security subcommittees that they have. And you get to identify each of the subcommittees that they have in terms of security and then see how well they work together and how they all interact. And again, to accomplish a common goal of making sure that the whole entire week, is a safe week. And that's a lot of resources. As you could imagine, we're going to bring in deputies and police officers from all over the state of Florida. I mean, canines, there's not enough dogs in the state of Florida to help us keep the sterile environment throughout the week. So we'll bring dogs in from California, from everywhere. We'll send out this plea for help, you know, hey, please help us and see who responds.
All right, so I'm being totally funny here, at least
no.
I'm trying to. Here's my recommendation. One recommendation. We went downtown. We were trying to find the media party on Tuesday night. And we went up to three officers, and we said, can you tell us where Terminal F is or whatever? Yeah. And they're like, I don't know. We don't live here.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'm in charge of this right here. As long as you'll come in this area. And that's a big problem. So right. what we try to do, we do make light of it, but we try to make sure that the people doing traffic are kind of local people to make sure that we don't run into that obstacle. Because that there's nothing more frustrating. Oh, you finally see that, hey, that beacon of hope. Let me pull up to this deputy or this officer. Yeah, no, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I can't help you. Sorry. So you try to keep them around. But, you know, unfortunately, you need a law enforcement
officer. I'd rather
officer.
Be safe.
Exactly. You need law enforcement. You're going to get anybody you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd much rather be safe, especially when I have a guy driving me around. Now, you know, as you
come on,
as you're setting up all the groundwork and you're setting everything up, how can you be prepared? And I know you are and you will be if you get that phone call, whoever it may be. You know, the Queen wants to come to the Super Bowl, yeah. or the President. We already know will be at the Super Bowl. But when you get that call, how do you turn it on a switch and take care of that?
You do. You have to be extremely fluid and flexible. And again, I allude back to what we were just talking about, is how things change. 3 years ago, the only people who got a police escort were the two visiting owners of the team. Well, now they changed it, and every owner of every team gets a police escort when they come to a Super Bowl. So imagine how that, not even double, quadruple, but you went to every single team when it used to just be two owners. So you can imagine the undertaking that is with all the other escorts that you have to come. So when the President at the last minute decides he's going to come, you know, you get with your partners at the Secret Service. And that's when these relationships that you build all the time are so key. And with the Tampa Bay area and that whole Central Florida being such a local hot button right here, like everyone knows that you're going to win the election here in the Tampa, Florida area. We've already started working with our federal partners, our state partners. So it's just key, whether it's FBI, Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security, you have to have those relationships, and it's those friendships that you make. So when the Queen does decide, and we say this in jest, but you never know, hey, listen, the Queen wants to come watch the Super Bowl next year. You gotta make it happen. There's no, hey, listen, I'm sorry, we can't make that work. During the week of the Super Bowl, there is no. It's just right. Yes and making it happen.
And let's be honest, when the London Jaguars get into the Super Bowl, you know, you may get that phone call. I know WrestleMania right around the corner. Is yeah. that, and again, we've had plenty of big events in the Tampa Bay area, but is that just like another step of getting ready? I don't know if there's anything as big as a Super Bowl.
It is. You know what? We start already with the Gasparilla Parades. You know, that's a good, you know, 500,000 of our closest friends.
I've never been to it.
And bring it. Oh,
I've never been to it.
You need to go. It's a great time. It really is. And it's just, again, to celebrate that Tampa tradition and so much fun. But you're exactly right. You're always getting prepared. So you work with your state and federal partners, you know, the Tampa Police Department that our sister agency that we work so closely with. And we start with Gasparilla. You know, then we'll transition right into the Florida State Fair, the Florida Strawberry Festival. Then we go right into WrestleMania. Then we get a little time off during the summer. I can't say time off, but time to prepare. Then we'll go right into all these fall festivities and then right back into the Super Bowl, which is huge.
And it keeps you busy. Not that you want to be any more busier. But
you know what? I even think the deputies, and I don't like speaking for every deputy or law enforcement, but I'm telling you, they enjoy it. I think everybody, and even you guys, you're sure. excited. We get to showcase Tampa. You know, hey, listen, we've been telling you that it's awesome. It's an awesome place to live. It's up and coming. When you talk about the latest and greatest restaurants or the culture and the arts and everything that's happening in Tampa. So for me, you don't mind working hard because you love to say, listen, let me showcase Tampa.
I'm from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, let me showcase Tampa. And you know what? You know the best part? I live here. Right. You know, so that's always the fun.
Your favorite UFC fighter, your boy's favorite UFC fighters?
You know, back in the day, it was Chuck Liddell. That's kind of like when I got into it. I love Cowboy Cerrone. Hate the fact that he lost, but I mean, just a good old dude, you know. Hey, listen, it's not a lot of smack talking. I'm going to let my fighting do the talking for me. Just, he's tremendous. My son would probably say the same thing. My son would say Conor McGregor. You know, I joke with my son all the time. He's a bandwagon fan. He's doing well right now. Oh, Conor McGregor. So, you know, but, another great fight. But again, Cowboy Cerrone, just because through the years, I mean, the guy does not shy away from any type of fight. He'll fight anybody. It's not even about the money for that dude. He just loves the sport of fighting.
And he lives life. you know, to the fullest. Because as soon as the fight's over, when there was a fight in Orlando, we had
we're all part of it, right?
The UFC had the media event on Wednesday at Shaq's house, at Shaquille O'Neal's house.
Awesome.
Cowboy's doing backflips off of the chimney into the pool.
Yeah.
He's fighting on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yet he's doing this on Wednesday and Thursday.
He's nuts. And I follow him, of course, on social media. And like the day after the fight, he's out wakeboarding and jumping and skiing. And I mean, it's just, he's definitely looking for that adrenaline rush. But it's great that he enjoys just the sport of, I mean, he's an athlete, just enjoys it all.
Absolutely. Sheriff, thank you very much for your time. I'm really looking forward to getting into some events, the bare knuckle coming to town. And it's going to be fun whether we can take Your Honor, Danny Alvarez, with us or not. Because when you become a judge, I'm assuming you can't.
I don't know. We just have to make him pay his own way. That's all.
Well, there you go. Sounds good.
There's no conflict, but we'll take him with us. And hey, listen, I'm excited. It was a pleasure seeing both of you. Go Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. And for coming on the show, we want to thank you. We're going to send you a gift from 8 Man Strong. So we'll get an address to the office. Need sizes of the family. We'll get you hooked up with some swag. So
you got it, guys. A pleasure talking with both of you. Enjoy your time here in Miami.
Coming to you live from Super Bowl 54 Radio Row, the last day before we get to the best of Super Bowl week, and that's the taste of the NFL. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. Or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Sway Calloway, world famous wake up show, Sway in the Morning, MTV, Sirius XM, and Sway's Universe. Make sure you check us out. Follow me at Real Sway. Knockout Radio, you're down for the count.
Have you ever been fired live on the air before?
Once.
Well, it's about to be twice.
No.
Didn't I not tell you?
What? I'm glad the sheriff is around, so I'm safe.
No, you're not safe, because I'll go to his jail. I told you.
You said save it. I may use it. I sent it just to have on fire.
I told you don't send it. You're paying for dinner now.
Oh, no way.
That's your penalty.
No way.
Yes.
There's no penalty for that.
It is.
Oh.
Guess what? Yes. All right, so coming up on this show.
Oh, there he is right there. Sway right there. Look, he's right behind us with MC Hammer.
Let me put this nicely. I don't care.
But did you know that he and the DeBarlos are great friends?
I don't care.
That's how I was with them over there?
I don't care.
That's the people. That's the inner circle. That's the crowd. I'm with the cool kids.
No, you're really not.
No, I'm a cool kid.
No, you're really not. You really pull coolness all the way down. So when you think you're cool, see, you even it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a neutralizer.
So there's cool, and then there's you, and then that makes it in the middle. So anyway, coming up momentarily, we are looking for Darren Waller. And like I said, legendary family.
Legendary? I've never heard
Ricardo
of Waller.
Lockett will be here momentarily, former Seattle Seahawk. And kind of talk about the other side, and I will do that. Top of the hour, it's finally going to happen. Dana White.
The man, the myth.
Ran into each other a little bit earlier, so that's cool. And then the squadron leader of the Vigilante Strike, I can't even read your writing. Vigilante Striker Fighter.
Strike Fighter Squadron 151 at a Lamar, California.
Well, that's where Top Gun was.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know where Top Gun Jr. walked by yesterday?
Yeah. So we got the actors doing the new Top Gun movie here, but then we actually have real Top Gun fighter pilots in the house.
We're going to talk about the flyover, how you the timing down of the flyover. So that'll be pretty cool as well. Some cool stuff happening. I may be getting a giveaway. Another giveaway.
Another one.
We gave away two tickets to the $3,000 a ticket party,
wow,
which is tomorrow night, the givingback.org party. So we're going to be sending somebody out to that. And I may be pulling up another pretty sweet giveaway.
Really? Better than that?
I didn't say better.
Equal?
I don't know.
Comparable?
I mean, honestly, it is really hard to beat a $6,000 pair of tickets.
Yeah, you'd have to eat a lot of food to make it worth it.
I can eat a lot of food, which I will do at
the
Taste of the NFL.
What's the most expensive thing you've eaten in your life?
I don't know. The $150 steak I eat in Atlanta every time I go.
Okay. All right. I mean, because they make like $1,000, like, you know, sushi roll, and they sprinkle with a gold and caviar.
I remember one of the female UFC fighters went and got like a ridiculously stupid ice cream sundae after a fight that was like $1,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Does $1,000 ice cream taste better than a $2.27 ice cream? Seriously.
It's all status. I mean, it's all about the you know, exclusivity of being crazy money.
Insane. To me, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's like anything we wear, fashion, like do the shoes that cover your
feet.
Wait a second.
We're not French.
Well, everyone, all you need is shoes to protect your feet so you don't like stuff on rocks.
Right, but you said status. That's not we. I don't wear logoed stuff.
But some basic stuff, or you could have Louis Vuitton red bottom shoes, and those are like $1,000 or $1,200.
Again, that means nothing to me. I go out of my way when I purchase shoes and clothing not to have logos on it.
Really?
The shoes that I'm wearing, you can't really even see the logo.
It's true.
You know? I mean, there's bigger ones, but this is the least logoed pair of shoes that I could find, which to me was very, very important.
But Jesus didn't have logos on his sandals.
You don't know that.
You think he had the logo on them?
You don't know that. Have you seen sandals?
No, but have you seen? They're the one your yeah. buddies collect them?
Yep. Not collect them. I asked Leonard Wester, if you could get any piece of memorabilia, what would you want? And he said nothing. I said, no, you have to come up with something. And he came up with Jesus' sandals.
Yeah. Well, somebody had to make them. I mean, Jesus wasn't a leather.
And they had to have gone somewhere. Could you imagine if that was in a vault somewhere?
Unbelievable. I mean, more valuable than the Lombardi Trophy? Yeah, or all the Lombardi trophies combined. I mean, you could take all 54 Lombardi trophies together and it wouldn't be valuable as Jesus sandals.
Now, that's probably would be the most expensive
item.
Most valuable, rarest.
On the planet.
Wouldn't you think so?
I should have asked Joel Osteen when I saw him earlier if that would
where he put them?
Yeah, where he put them. They're probably at his mansion in Texas.
Yeah.
A vault inside the $10 million estate.
I definitely think so. That would definitely be funny. So I thought Ricardo Luckett was coming.
Wow. They were just here. I mean, that's the thing about this Media Row experience. Like, it's kind of like it's a free-for-all, and there's no loyalty. There's actually none. I mean, it's, like, everybody's looking to jockey up to get that better position by the next superstar.
All right. Are you a Jazz fan?
As far as the music or the basketball team?
Both.
Not the basketball team. But I do like the little jazz music.
Have you ever heard the song Ain't Misbehavin'?
I have.
Have you really heard of it? Okay. Sing me a bar.
I ain't misbehaving too. No, I don't know.
Okay. Now, when you write a movie, right, you're writing the script.
Yes.
When you write a song, there's the lyrics.
Yes.
And then there's
the melody.
The melody. So.
Or if it's rap, it's called the bars.
Okay, well, it's not rap.
Well, that's the way.
So.
He's right there. The melody. Okay, melody is.
So, I cannot tell you who wrote the lyrics to Ain't Misbehavin'.
Okay.
But I can tell you who wrote the melody for Ain't Misbehavin'.
And that is?
And that would be our guest, Darren Waller's grandfather.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Is that not cool?
That's pretty cool. You're right. That is a legendary family.
And when I saw that, I'm like, that is pretty impressive.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I used to hang out in jazz clubs. I like jazz. They play the spoons and the whole, you know, washboard and the.
You hang out in them?
And we get Randy Couture and his harmonica. I mean, we could. I mean, that's a big name in the Waller jazz family.
All right, let's do this. So do you see him anywhere? Do you see Ricardo anywhere?
I do not see Ricardo.
Why?
He couldn't see him yesterday because he was dressed to the nines. I mean, he's probably the most well-dressed person in here except me. Oh, there he is, right there. Sitting right Two boosts down.
Well, so all right. So let's go run the Anthony Munoz interview that we did the other day.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. Played in Tampa Bay, a Hall of Famer. So let's do that.
And top 100 team.
And basically, when we come back, you know, we'll close out the first hour, and then Dana White should be after that. So coming to you live from Super Bowl Radio Row. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Cell. All right, we're coming to you as we have been all week, and we will for the rest of the week from Radio Row in the Super Bowl. And I don't use this word often, and you'll ask for this. I don't like the word legend. And we are now sitting down with the legend, Anthony.
I'm doing great. Thank you for the kind words.
I'm sure you've heard plenty of these stories before, but it's very important for me to tell you this right out of the block. So I'm very good friends with Jorge Diaz. And I remember telling him that I interviewed you once, and he started to tear up how much he looked up to you and looks up to you.
Wow.
And what it means for the young generation and younger generation to have role models and good role models like yourself. Wow. So talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it's always been very important. You know, growing up in Southern California, the way we did, didn't have a whole lot. You know, so even though my mom and I were both, she was first generation in Southern California, my grandparents from Mexico, they brought the culture to us. They always made us very proud to be Hispanic, even though, like I said, I was born in the States. So it was something that we always really grasped and took hold of. So when I started, you know, in high school and went off to college, I started to realize not only a role model for young people, but the Hispanic community, how important that was, that they would see someone that looked like them that could achieve in that in the sport of football. And of course, when I got in the NFL, going around the country, and I mean, even now that I've retired for years and years, doing what we do around the country, you can see the really the sense of history that the parents have passed on to kids that have no clue what I did.
Right.
But because of the parents, allow them to see, here's an individual, Anthony Munoz, who is like us, and he's, you know, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So that's always been very important to really be serious about being a role model, especially for the Hispanic youth.
Now, everybody knows Cincinnati Bengals went in the Hall of Fame, Cincinnati Bengal. But, you know, we kind of take you as ours here at Tampa Bay.
Right.
I know it was short, yeah. But what do you remember from those times in Tampa?
Well, first of all, I wish it would have been much longer.
Yeah. So do we.
Sam Weiss, who, bless his soul, you know, was a great friend, great coach. We just lost him. You know, it's one of those things. I retired after 13. I interviewed with NBC and CBS. I wanted to go into broadcast. I did high school football and radio for 7 years. The last 7 years I was playing. So I was set, man. I was going. And then all of a sudden, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Jets. And then Sam goes, gives me a call. What are you doing? I said, well, I don't know. It's kind of crazy right now. He says, don't do anything until you come talk to me here in Tampa. Well, I go down to Tampa. My wife and I flew down to Tampa. And, of course, he had the same offense that we'd run for 8 years. Bob Wiley was the line coach, and him and Jim McNally. Jim McNally was my line coach for 13, my entire career. So Bob was teaching all the same stuff to some very young linemen. I said, this is interesting. I said, I've played my whole career somewhere. I said, and we left Tampa Bay Buccaneer in April. And I said, I'll see you in July. And he goes, no, you won't. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We have mini camp. And I'm like, ugh. But, yeah, I wish it would have. And what I remember is I remember a lot of young guys, you know, some young Charles McCray and Ian Beckel and, you know, guys like that that were pretty young in the league. And I know Gruber was there, but he was holding out of camp. So I was looking forward to, you know, because Sam, one of my teammates, Bruce Reimers, was there, who I played next to for like 8 years. And Sam had talked about maybe playing a little right tackle, which I had never done, and maybe playing some left guard. And that kind of sparked my interest because my last season with Cincinnati, our guards were hurt, and I volunteered to play left guard. So I played one game at left guard, and I said, this is pretty cozy. You have a guy on your left, a guy on your right, you're double-teaming, you're looking at backers. And I found that to be very intriguing. So when Sam said, so I ended up signing, and really what I remember was just being around some young guys that were learning the game, had some veterans, but mostly young guys, some veteran coaches, and having a chance to really help out. And I'll never forget, after I tore my shoulder up, I stayed there for about 3 months helping Bob Wiley coach a little bit as I rehab. So I didn't regret going down there. I was hoping, like I said, that it would last. I'll never forget. We were cleaning out our lockers, and we were smart about it because my right shoulder was a little banged up, but not serious my last year in Cincinnati. I'll never forget cleaning my locker at the University of Tampa when we broke camp. So I made it through camp, and I was feeling great. My legs were unbelievable. They felt great. I was running a lot, but it was a show. And then Chris Smith, the trainer, I'm cleaning out my locker, and he walks over and says, Anthony, he says, I've watched you through camp. He says, you're moving really well. He says, why don't, after this season, we maybe just get that right shoulder checked out? And he says, maybe you can play another 3 or 4 years. I'm thinking, 14, 18, 10. Let me just get this 1 year. And I said, I appreciate the kind words. I said, because I did feel pretty good. And, of course, if you remember, we bust over to the Citrus Bowl and played the Buffalo Bills. And making a stupid tackle, I, you know, tore the right shoulder up. And I'll never forget. I mean, I tore it, blew it out. I walked right over to the sideline. I couldn't move my arm. I went to Smitty. And I said, Smitty, I think we can fix that right shoulder. And, you know, and like I said, it was no regrets. I found out, you know, what it was like somewhere else. And I was hoping to maybe play 2 or 3 more, but it didn't work out. And, you know.
Have you had the opportunity, I would assume, to come to Tampa? Have you seen the new facility compared to the old facility?
I have not seen the new facility, but I can imagine seeing a lot of the facilities around the league, how nice it is. I never forget one box. there. People ask me, you know, what stadium did you like playing? But I said, Tampa, because the runway's right there by the stadium. You stay at the hotel. And it was the same way with the practice facility. I mean, the planes are landing right there. But I have not – that's one thing I need to do.
You do need to come and check it out. And I don't want to hold you too long. I know you have some other things to do. About the preparation compared from playing to moving into the media role. Yeah. I mean, you know the game, but you still have to prepare.
Yeah, you did. A lot of reading. A lot more reading. For me, when I was in broadcasting, I enjoyed getting the coaches of or the film we studied. A lot of times they just give you the TV version, but I love end zone. I like the all 22 sideline. So that's how I prepared. I watched as much video as I could. I read because I knew that if I over-prepared, I might have, 70% of the stuff that I wouldn't use, but I had it there. So it was similar to when I was playing. I mean, I felt that the reason I could go out and be really physical and play, the way I did is because I over-prepared and I knew exactly. And if something happened, it didn't catch me off guard. So that's the same way I prepared, and I loved it because I stayed close to the game. I was able to go into a city, talk to some players, talk to some coaches, watch some tape with the coaches, and then be right there, watching games. So I enjoyed it, the time I spent in broadcasting. It was fun. I enjoyed, working. And I did a little bit of college football, too, in all those years. So I got a taste of that game, too. But I really enjoyed the years that I spent broadcasting.
Obviously, a lot of suffering Tampa Bay fans, a national show based in the Tampa Bay market, Cincinnati, and the number one pick in being a Bengal.
Well, it was at first when I got there, the Bengals existed in Cincinnati. I mean, we're coming off the years of the Big Red Machine.
Right.
I mean, you talk about the Great Eight. You talk about, future Hall of Famers at every position. And then, oh, by the way, the Bengals play in Cincinnati. But it was really cool because I got there after 2-4-12 seasons. The Bengals were loaded with number one picks. I mean, our defensive line had 4 number one picks. Our backup quarterback was the number one pick. They get me in 1980. We go 6-10 my rookie year. Could have very easily been 10-6, 11-5. We lose a few games late. But I saw the transformation start to take place, the new coaching staff. Kenny Anderson was rejuvenated. He wasn't getting hit every other time he threw the football. I think we cut the sacks more than half of what he had the previous year. And then the next year, we get home field advantage, and we're going to the Super Bowl. So it didn't take long. All of a sudden, we saw a lot of orange and black in the city of red and white. So we had some lean years in there. We missed a couple of playoffs, but we were still playing pretty well. We had a very potent offense most of those years with Sam Weiss after, of course, Greg. We were giving up a lot of points. And then 10 years later, we go to another Super Bowl. So, things went from really bad to pretty good to not so good then to pretty good again. So we kind of went up and down. I finished not on a very high note with – Sam left, came to Tampa as we were talking. Dave Shula was our coach. I think we went 5-11 my last year. And then after that, there was a big drought. It was like 18, 19 years until Marvin was hired in 2002. And then, things have kind of gone back that way, and hopefully it get turned around. But, I experienced some great times, some great players that I played with, from Kenny Anderson to Boomer Esiason at quarterback, from Pete Johnson at running back to, Icky Woods, James Brooks, some pretty – Eddie Brown, Chris Collinsworth, Isaac Curtis, Dan Ross, Rodney Holman at tight end, then some linemen. Max Montoya playing 16 years. So Rodney Holman was a great tight end. I think he was really he was not given enough credit for what he could do as a tight end. So I played with some really, really great players and had a fun time there in Cincinnati.
Do you miss the game? And I don't mean playing the game, what the game was back when you played. It's a different game today.
It is a different game. It takes a little bit to get adjusted to the rules. It takes a little bit that, there's certain things that you can't do as an offensive lineman that were dangerous, but you could do to really kind of, I tell people, defensive linemen should get to the quarterback. They're running forwards and we're having to go backwards,
Right.
But, cut block was good now and then. We didn't have a heavy dose of cut blocks. Well, now you can't do that. You can't do certain things. But I still think it's a great team sport. But you're right. It does take a little longer. You can't touch wide receivers after 5 yards. I mean, Isaac Curtis, who was an unbelievable wide receiver, would get mugged by, Donnie Shell and Mel Blount and, Lester Hayes.
John Lynch.
I mean, can you imagine telling those guys after 5 yards you can't put your hands on right. these guys? So it was a different game. And I understand the rule changes. I understand the whole safety part of it. But also, it's hard for someone that – you know, had to go to camp, you know, for 4 weeks, full padded practice twice a day compared to, you know, maybe putting the pads on once, you know, during whole
once camp. Training camp.
Yeah, exactly. So
for sure.
And I understand saving the body and stuff, but I still don't understand as an offensive lineman, you're expected to catch a TT with the scrape stunt full speed when you haven't seen one full until the regular season game. So there's some things that are good and bad, but I still love the game. I still watch it. I still love talking about it and still a big fan of it.
Awesome. Anthony Munoz, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having
me. 95% Cincinnati Bengal. We're right. Going to say 5% Tampa
Bay. Okay,
Bengal.
Thank you. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, sir. Great
right,
seeing
thank you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72HourPrinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72HourPrinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72HourPrinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72HourPrinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72HourPrinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72HourPrinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
No, where'd that one come from? Oh, so you slid that one in.
I got that one. That's how I got back to zero in the scoreboard.
You're still negative.
Not negative. That one brought me back to balance.
First of all, you can't tell me how I'm scoring.
Well, it's an unwritten rule.
No, it's not an unwritten. It's a written rule. You can't tell me how to score.
If the guy is like,
you can't tell me how to score. Wow. You are below negative.
Well, if it's an Alabama alumni that has more weight than like a regular celebrity for you.
You can't tell me how to score.
Fair enough.
Kind of like what I had to talk with Curtis razor blades, you know, towards the beginning of the show. You can't tell me how to score, right?
Fair enough.
You just can't do it. So maybe in the next hour,
okay,
you can actually do something constructive.
I like what?
Or something that will really benefit me and make a list of all the food that is going to be at the Taste of the NFL mark.
Oh, I don't know if I have enough paper.
And I've seen you write. And then we can write, we can then decide who we're going to go to in what order.
Oh.
Who we're going to go to more than twice. So we can have it all mapped out.
I like it.
I think that makes the most sense.
It's a great strategy.
Former big baseball fan standing right in front of us. Something that I have in common with MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Both bat boys for a Major League Baseball team.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was he for, the Pirates?
Yeah, he was the Pirates as long as they were in Oakland.
Well, fair enough.
Okay. He's putting it down. We have a liner from, I think it was, 2 Super Bowls ago.
Can't touch this.
I don't remember when it was gotten, but yeah, MC Hammer, very cool dude. I know he did a outside concert at a Lightning game, you
okay,
know, which was cool. Still wearing the baggy pants.
Got it, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. So it's been fun. You know, we're starting to wind down our remaining time here on Radio Row. 1 hour left of the broadcast, and not that it's the biggest and the best.
Because well, we every
interview,
best.
No, every interview that we've done has been big. It's
right.
Been awesome. It's been cool. But my main love, my passion, I'm trying to get this out of the way before they get here, is mixed martial arts. And we owe, and Chael Sonnen said this earlier in the week, we owe all of this to our next guest. And we'll get to that after the top of the hour. Coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54, right around the corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.